All right, so as we begin this evening, just taking a few moments to fully arrive. And sometimes arriving means we have to set aside whatever is unfinished in our lives. The daily to-do list, or even the more pressing issues of our life. Just for this time, sitting together, setting all that aside so you can fully arrive. Simply being present to the sensations of breath, of the body, the rising of sound, and even emotionality that may arise, felt as a body sensation. So beginning by opening the sound for a few minutes. Relaxing the need to do anything with, to argue with, fight with, or to lean toward. Simply resting in the very quality of knowing, this capacity to know that sound is arising. As each sound is recognized, holding it very simply, relaxing the mind's habitual labeling, identifying of the sound, and try to hear it with a freshness, an innocence. As the mind shifts into thinking, again, this is very natural to be expected. It's how we come back that's important, not that we get lost in thought. As soon as we recognize that thinking is occurring, just softly, gently reorient your attention back to sound. And continuing with sound if you would like, or as sound becomes predominant in a moment's experience, returning to sound. Or switching to focusing on the sensations of the body. Perhaps taking a few breaths and really noticing the quality of the inhale and the out breath. Letting your attention rest on the changing pressure of the abdomen or the chest, or even the movement of air across your nostrils. without getting tight with effort. See how long you can track the breath. From the beginning of the in-breath to the middle and end of that breath. And then it transitions into the out-breath. And finally fades into a pause before the next breath. Gently encouraging, inviting your attention to ride this changing wave of breath. And with the breath as a continued backdrop, serving as an anchor for your attention, at the same time expanding your awareness to include the whole body, particularly noticeable sensations which arise, a little pressure here, a little tingle there, and if there's no particularly predominant sensation or sound, simply resting with the breath. And as we sit attending to these changing sensations of this body, you may also notice any subtle quality or not so subtle quality of emotionality. If this arises, being curious, where is this located as the body experience? What sensations of the body arise with this emotion? There's no need to be concerned if no emotions are arising. What is present right now? Sound, sensation, breath. Our only job is to simply notice what is present. And remembering last week's talk of the five hindrances, you may also notice if one of those is present. Perhaps a sleepiness and sloth and torpor, a dullness of mind. Or perhaps the body and mind are a little agitated, a little restless. Or perhaps the mind is leaning into something pleasant, interesting, or leaning away from what's unpleasant. Or perhaps there's a sense of confusion, uncertainty. Quality of doubt. Simply recognizing and knowing, not having to change or fix. What is present right now? In this week's instructions, We expand beyond just knowing what's present, the breath, a sound, emotion, to also noticing what our relationship to that moments of experience actually is. Very simply noticing with each experience, does this register as being pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? A sensation of discomfort may arise. Noticing the sensation and also noticing the quality of it being unpleasant. Trying to just simply rest at this level of knowing. You may see the impulse to move, to alleviate. See if you can practice for a little bit, just feeling the sensation and acknowledging, this is unpleasant. Or perhaps there's a pleasant memory or fantasy arising, and you find your mind being drawn to engage, to elaborate, to think more about this memory or this fantasy. Stepping back slightly and noticing, this is pleasant. And practicing simply knowing the pleasantness of this without having to act on it. Staying oriented and grounded in this body. And many sensations, many experiences have a neutral quality. They're neither experienced as pleasant or unpleasant. Noticing these too, and how the mind may want to check out, ignore, overlook. We may find that resting in what's neutral actually allows a calmness to start to arise in the meditation. what is present right now. Is it experienced as pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? Simply resting in the knowing, in the direct perceiving. As each breath, each sensation arises, practice meeting each one with an allowance, with a non-resistance, and a quality of stillness. Resting in the capacity of awareness to know without moving with, the quality of awareness to receive without resistance. It doesn't matter what the mind or body or the heart is doing. You simply rest in the knowing of it. In a few moments, you hear the sound of the bell. As that sound is perceived, notice the sound as purely as you can, even forgetting the idea of what sound means of the bell, and just hearing it very directly, forgetting that it signifies the meditation is coming to a close, and resting in the hearing. Noticing how you register that sound. Is it perceived as being pleasant or unpleasant or neutral? Simply knowing, simply noticing what's present. And as the sound fades, slowly open your eyes and just noticing your surroundings, maybe noticing how there's a, maybe a softness, more of a sense of intimacy with your surroundings.